KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. In the news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest Thursday of 27-year-old Daniel Brian Foots of Essex on a charge of OWI second offense. Foot was taken into custody in the 1700 block of Broadway Street in Red Oak and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $2,000. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department yesterday said there were five recent arrests. On Tuesday, February 23rd, 26-year-old Terry Romick III of Exira was arrested for driving while barred. Romick was released on his own recognizance and appeared before the magistrate at a later date. Also arrested Tuesday was 36-year-old Joseph Jensen of Exira for driving while barred. He was seen by the magistrate the following morning and also released on his own recognizance. On Sunday, 34-year-old Lindy Olson of Albia was arrested in Audubon County for operating while intoxicated, second offense. She was released on her own recognizance and appeared before the magistrate at a later date. Deputies in Audubon County arrested 33-year-old Jeremy Holtzwartz of Audubon on February 18th. He was taken into custody on an outstanding warrant for failure to appear on a domestic abuse assault charge. After seeing the magistrate, Holtzwartz was held on a $1,000 bond for the charge. And on February 17th, 29-year-old Christian Bohorquez of Gustine, California, was arrested in Audubon County for possession of marijuana first offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. Borquez was appeared before the magistrate, that is, and was released on his own recognizance. A woman from Shenandoah was arrested Thursday afternoon in Red Oak. According to Red Oak Police, 35-year-old Colby Joe Sue Hunter was taken into custody around 1:25 p.m. at the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. She was arrested on a valid Red Oak PD warrant charging her with three counts of child endangerment and gathering where marijuana is used. Hunter's bond was set at $7,000. A woman from Polk County was injured during a single-vehicle rollover accident Thursday morning in Guthrie County. The accident happened as 62-year-old Christy Lynn Sheeter of Windsor Heights was traveling north on 190th Street at around 10:20 a.m. Sheeter lost control of the 2008 Ford Edge she was driving, causing the SUV to enter the northbound ditch where it struck a utility pole and rolled over. Sheeter suffered possible unknown injuries and was transported by her sister to the Guthrie County Hospital. The SUV sustained $8,000 damage and was a total loss. The Guthrie County REC pole sustained an estimated $2,500 damage. There were no citations issued. Well, Atlantic School District Superintendent Steve Barber on Thursday issued an update with regard to COVID-19 and the district. He says, "We continue to have some positive cases, but due to our health and safety plan, along with our staff, parents, students, our quarantine numbers remain relatively low." Barber says, "All of our staff has had an opportunity to get vaccinated, with the majority of those who have chosen to get vaccinated receiving one shot in February. Starting in early March," he says, "many of those individuals will receive a second vaccination. And since vaccinations are happening in Cass County and across the country," Barber says, "the Iowa Department of Public Health has changed the quarantine guidelines where someone who has received the vaccination is not required to quarantine as long as they do not have any symptoms." He says, "As we are at the beginning of March and our staff is getting geared up for the final quarter of the school year, as superintendent, I feel grateful for the ability to offer on-site learning during this challenging period of COVID." Barber went on to say, "Our elementary diagnostic reading data has shown a large number of students making great progress. We attribute this to having our students in school and a concentrated effort from our staff, students, and parents. As we move forward," he said, "we want to continue to look at ways we can provide engaging experiences for our students and still ensure their safety." A Republican senator is advancing a bill to give new liability protections to companies that make and sell guns and ammunition. Senator Jason Schultz, a Republican from Schleswig, says it's an attempt to end what he calls backdoor gun control.
"The intentional effort to file lawsuits for the purpose of breaking, financially breaking, the firearms industry."
The House Public Safety Committee has approved similar legislation. Senator Schultz and another Republican signed off on the bill early Thursday morning to make it eligible for a debate in a Senate committee. Richard Rogers of the Iowa Firearms Coalition is urging Republicans in the state legislature to act quickly on the bill. Rogers said that federal law provides liability protection for the gun industry is in danger.
"The Biden administration and members of Congress who now control Congress have vowed to repeal that."
Rogers says gun shops and manufacturers should not be held liable if someone commits an illegal act with a gun.
"We do not sue Ford or Toyota because somebody took one of their cars and ran down a pedestrian."
Charlotte eBay Lobbyist for Giffords Law Center, which promotes gun safety legislation, says the bill would shield gun manufacturers and sellers from being sued in Iowa, even if they acted negligently or recklessly.
Such as by storing guns unsafely or selling a firearm to a person displaying signs of severe mental instability.
A lobbyist for the Iowa Association for Justice says lawsuits over negligence are complicated and expensive, and the loser pays section in the bill would discourage most gun owners legitimately injured by a defective gun or ammunition from suing. That's a check of the news this hour on KJAN. KJAN News brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500.